crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're going to talk high school softball here today on the Coach's Corner. We've talked baseball all week. We're going to switch up sides on the diamond. Coming up on Friday, it's the KOAL game of the week. The Carbon Lady Dinos will look for the season series sweep over the Emory Lady Spartans. They took care of business once already. They'll try to do it again. Carbon right now, the number one ranked team in the state. And joining us right now to talk just about that, we have manager Kurt Nunley. Coach, it's great to get you back on today. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate you having me, Jordan.
It's always great to chat with you, Coach. And when I say that number one team in the state, I know there's a long ways to go. And the end goal is a region and state championship. But still, Coach, there's got to be some pride that comes with being the number one team in the state right now, especially with the way the girls have played.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as far as I understand it, this is the first time in, you know, Carbon High softball, history that we've been ranked number one. And so it's nice to have that respect, especially from the media and also, you know, from the rest of the state. I've even had, you know, opposing coaches text me. I've had, you know, from my alma mater, North Sanpete, I've got a lot of friends and stuff that have daughters on that team, and you know, they've messaged me and said that, you know, congratulations on the season that we're having. So it's just a testament to, you know, the girls that we have on this team and the talent that we have on this team to give them the respect that they've worked so hard for.
Yeah, Coach, I don't want to stray too far away from this season, but I am curious. I mean, this is your second stint now as manager of the softball team. And when you talk about the history of Carbon High School softball, you kind of ushered in an era that sparked change during your first tenure. And then Coach Williams came in and there was some success there as well. But I go back to that first stint that you had as head coach. What were some of the changes, or at least at what point in time did you notice the change and what was responsible for it?
You know, that's a great question, Jordan. You know, I have some great assistants at that time. You know, I had Dave Basinger come in, and you know, he's a guy that's very, very knowledgeable of the game, and you know, he came in and gave his insights into practices, into the games. I've learned from him quite a bit, and you know, during that time when I was coach, you know, first, I believe that you know, with the help of Dave, and, you know, myself digging into, you know, the learning process of the game even more, just trying to change the attitude of Carbon softball. We had great athletes then. We just couldn't get over the hump of where we needed to be. And so, therefore, I believe with you know, help from Dave Basinger and the knowledge that he brings, you know, me having to really, really research the game myself and get knowledge myself, I think with all of that is what ended up helping change the aspect of the softball here in Carbon County. But another big thing is we've got a lot of, you know, parents, fathers that took their daughters and made these traveling teams and decided to go all over the state for these traveling tournaments. And I believe that was a huge part of it as well, is fathers stepping up, you know, helping their daughters know the game, you know, taking all these girls from this county and having them play is with all of that combined, it's really, really helped the softball here in Carbon County.
Well, the girls are playing absolutely phenomenal, Coach. And it really, when you go back and look at the last four games, you guys haven't really been tested much. I mean, a 5-run win over Manti, a 20-run win over Richfield. You blast through Cedar Valley. You blast through Emory going back to the beginning of the month of April. Ever since that 14-2 slip-up to Grantsville, it seems as if the girls have been refocused and they've played very well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we played Grantsville the week before and beat them 13-2, and then they come to our place the week after and Grantsville beat us 14-2. And after that game, I saw the girls, you know, after that game, and the girls on their faces looked like they were defeated. But to be honest, I honestly think that that loss really, really motivated the girls, because ever since that loss to Grantsfield here at home, their focus in practice has been stellar. I mean, last week we had spring break. I gave the choice to the girls if they wanted to come and do a few things with my assistant coaches. I was gone all week for other reasons, but my assistant coaches were there, and I gave them the opportunity. It wasn't mandatory. And you know what, Jordan? I had, you know, 12 to 16 girls out of the 24 there every day. So that, to me, tells me where this team's heart is. If they're willing to come out and do some reps during their spring break, I'm telling you, it helps a ton in a program to have girls that motivated and taking this number one seeding seriously and trying to get better so that, you know, come state time, hopefully that we can go into that state championship game and win it. But that impressed me the most was last week when I had when my assistants told me 12 to 16 girls were there every single day, Monday through Friday, during their spring break, getting the reps in. And so I honestly think that Grantsfield loss, you know, really defeated them, but also not just defeated them, but also just said, hey, you know what? We're better than this. You know, we can beat them. We beat Grantsfield. We know we can. We're a better team than them. And so they come last week during spring break, and they just started working. They work and work and work. And then to me as a coach, I was super excited to hear about all that.
Again, our guest right now is manager Kurt Nunley of the Carbon Lady Dino softball squad. Coach, kind of answered my next question, so I'm going to shift forward to the schedule and what you guys have remaining. For so long, I mean, we were dormant. There was no games, right? Spring break kind of hampered that. The girls did get a lengthy break, and I know in spring sports, regardless of the sport we're talking about, it's so compact that sometimes you need a break just to recalibrate the mind. But from here on out, beginning Friday with the game against Emory, the schedule is just absolutely loaded leading up to the state tournament.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's been, we had our game yesterday canceled, you know, with Canyon View. So, you know, this week we've had a really good day of practice on Monday. We had a really good day of practice yesterday. We're going to have another good day of practice today. You know, and so we've had, you know, a few good days of practice so far. But, you know, next week, we've got four games next week. You know, the week after that, it's a possibility we've got three for sure. It's a possibility we could end up having four if the North Sampe game gets canceled tomorrow. But, you know, we could end up having four games next week and four games, you know, the week after. So yeah, this is spring sports. You don't know what the weather here in Utah is going to be like. It can be 70 degrees one day and 30 degrees the next day. That's just the nature of playing in spring sports. But, yeah, we've got a lot of games to go still, but having this week of practices, I believe, is going to really, really help us.
Coach, I want to talk about the game against Emory. Last time out, it was a quick one. Took you guys three innings to get the win. At that time, it was number one versus number three. Emory has played well since that game. I mean, Emory has moved up, although sitting at number five, so it's not as if that loss was a huge loss for them in the RPI, but really, just looking at what they've managed to do, they've lost one game, and I think it was to Manti, if memory serves me right, since that loss to Carbon back on April 1st. This is a very capable softball team. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, Emory's a good softball team. They're well coached. They've got a lot of talent. And, you know, when we played them the first time, that first inning, I can't remember how many errors that Emory had in that first inning. But Jordan, they had several type of errors in that first inning. Their pitcher, you know, is a really, really good pitcher. The child girl, she, you know, wasn't on her game that first inning. She was hitting a few batters, walking a few batters. But after that first inning, she really settled down and started to, you know, give our give our hitters off balance. And so this coming Friday, it's going to be a game. It always is. It's a rivalry game. You know, both teams are you know, 30 miles apart from each other. Do I believe it's going to be a 15-0 game again? I don't. I believe Emory's going to come. They really want to, you know, revenge their loss that we when we played them down in Huntington. Like I said, they're going to not have that many errors in that first inning that they had. I guarantee if they pitch the Childs girl, she's going to be on her game. She's a really, really good pitcher, phenomenal pitcher, to be honest. And so Emory's going to be coming gunning for us. And so we're not taking Emory lightly at all. All of our girls are here on the Carbon team. They're all friends with those girls. They all know them. They played ball with them throughout their lives. And so it's going to be a battle. And I encourage those who live here in Carbon County and also Emory County, come up to the you know, county softball complex here in Price and watch a game. Watch the game. It's going to be a good game. We'd love to have the support from, you know, those who live here in Carbon County. So if anyone's listening to this interview from Carbon County, we'd love to have your support. The game is going to be actually Friday at 5 o'clock. So the varsity will be playing at 5 o'clock on Friday.
Well, Coach, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I know we'll see you at the game on Friday. I appreciate you giving us the time again today to give an update on the team. Thank you so much, Coach. It's always fun.
Hey, thank you, Jordan. And once again, I sure appreciate you. I sure appreciate all your staff and the radio station for supporting, you know, the Lady Dino softball team, but also the entire Carbon High School athletics. So we really, really appreciate you guys.
Oh, I appreciate that, Coach. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've got a break for just a moment, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to be joined by former San Francisco Giant pitcher Bill Lasky, who's now an analyst for the Giants. We'll talk everything happening in the big leagues right after this.